Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The Apostle Paul had learned one of the great lessons of life. He said, I have learned in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. Fantastic! Here was a man who had found satisfaction in life. Very few people do, you know. But he had found contentment everywhere in all things, in life as a whole, and in its separate, various little parts. He had learned contentment whether his stomach was full or empty, whether he had all the good things of life or none of them. He said, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere, in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Where had he learned such a tremendous lesson? At the feet of Gamaliel, his great instructor? No, not this lesson. He had learned this lesson at the feet of Christ. He had been in bonds and imprisonments and necessities often, and had learned to make the best of it. To learn how to suffer want and not be overcome by doubt or fear is a tremendous thing. Many have come to distrust God or lose their joy in Him. To learn how to be full is equally difficult, if not more so. It is not easy to learn how to abound and not become proud or secure in ourselves, or to drift toward a life of luxury. The temptations of fullness and prosperity are no less than those of afflictions and want. But how can we learn it? Today's verse tells us, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Only through Christ. He told the Ephesians to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. He told Timothy, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. He reminded the Ephesians that we are strengthened by His Spirit in the inner man. Here is an interesting thing. It is Christ who is strengthening me and goes on continually strengthening me. By His constant and renewing strength, I am enabled by Him to carry on. I am wholly dependent on Him for all my spiritual power. So here is a universal extension of this truth to every facet of life. The first essential is to toss away all notions of self-sufficiency, to recognize our weakness and sin, and to find that strength which is made perfect in weakness. Doesn't it make sense to trust in Him rather than self? When we consider our foolishness and His wisdom, our weakness and His strength, our sin and His perfection, what better motto for life? I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.